bus stop. Cherie, Marilyn Monroe, performs in an unsuccessful show in a cafe in Phoenix. One night, a young rodeo cowboy shows up and falls in love with her. He decides to marry Cherie and take her to Montana. He's able to win her love after many ups and downs. They finally marry. The Prince and the Showgirl. The Prince Regent of Carpathia, Grand Duke Charles, meets the American actress Elsie Marina, Marilyn Monroe, in London. He falls in love with her, but she ignores him at first. When she finally falls in love with him, he maintains his distance. In the end, the prince returns to Carpathia alone, but promises to come back and marry Marilyn. Some Like It Hot. One of the best comedies of all time. A saxophone player, Tony Curtis, and a bass player, Jack Lemmon, accidentally witness the Valentine's Day massacre. They flee and sign on in a women's orchestra dressed as women. Curtis falls in love with the ukulele player Sugar Cane, Marilyn Monroe, while Lemon tries to fight off the attentions of the millionaire Joe E. Brown. Marilyn sings, "I Want to Be Loved by You," "Running Wild," and "I'm Through with Love." Let's Make Love. Multi-millionaire Jean-Marc Clement meets Broadway star Amanda Dell, Marilyn Monroe, and falls in love with her. He takes on a phony identity and enters the actor's troupe as a poor actor in order to win her over with his charm and not his money. Finally, Marilyn falls in love with him. Marilyn sings, "My Heart Belongs to Daddy," "Let's Make Love," "Incurably Romantic," and "Specialization." The Misfits. In a screenplay by Marilyn's husband, Arthur Miller, three failed cowboys look to a newly divorced woman, Marilyn Monroe, for comfort. Clark Gable, Montgomery Clift, and Eli Wallach catch wild Mustangs for cash and sell them for dog food. They brutally hunt the animals to catch them. One of the cowboys, Clark Gable, is persuaded by the woman to change his ways, and he frees one of the horses. A deep friendship develops between Marilyn and Clark Gable during the shooting of the film. Clark Gable died of a heart attack shortly after completing the film. Something's Got to Give. Planned remake of the comedy My Favorite Wife, a 1940 film with Cary Grant and Irene Dunne. A woman who has spent 7 years on a desert island returns to find that her husband has remarried. This film was never completed because Marilyn died while it was still being shot.